Sex and the Single Girl.
Since for a female, getting there is at least half the fun, a single woman has reason to prize the luxury of taking long, gossamer-attenuated, pulsating trips before finally arriving in bed. A married woman and her husband have precious little time and energy for romance. After they've put the house animals and children to bed, a married woman with her lover is on an even tighter schedule. During and after an affair, a single woman suffers emotional stress. Do you think a married woman can bring one off more blissfully free of strain? One of my close friends, married, committed suicide over a feckless lover. Another is currently in a state of fingernail-biting hysteria, and I would rather be the other woman than the woman who watches a man stray from her. Yet, while indulging her libido, which she has plenty of if she's young and healthy, it is still possible for the single woman to be a lady, to be highly respected and even envied if she's successful in her work. I did it. So have many of my friends. Perhaps this all seems like bragging. I do not mean to suggest for a moment that being single is not often hell, but I do mean to suggest that it can also be quite heavenly, whether you choose it or it chooses you. There is a catch to achieving single bliss. You have to work like a son of a bitch. But show me the married woman who can loll about and eat cherry bonbons. Hourly, she's told by every magazine she reads what she must do to keep her marriage from bursting at the seams. There is no peace for anybody married or single unless you do your chores. Frankly, I wouldn't want to make the choice between a married hell or a single hell. They're both hell.